most of the things that you envision that are going to be terrible, all the disasters that you think are going to befall you as a result of taking that risk and taking that chance, they're all in your head. When you get out there and do it, you try the new job, you get out of that relationship, or you go to work at improving it. You move on to another part of the country or another part of the world that is something you've always wanted to do, and you do it. And you get out there and you struggle and you try it. You may not even make as much money. Chances are you will, probably more. Most people find out that they are doing even better when they have more of a sense of personal mission about themselves. But whatever it is, there's no price tag you can put on how you feel each day when you're doing something that is important to you. A very good example of that is Jess Lehrer, who has written books I'm sure that many of you have read. I Ain't Perfect, or whatever it is. I may not be well, but pretty soon I'm going to get things under control, or whatever the hell his titles are. Had a heart attack. He was working as an executive and so on, had a heart and came close to dying, and decided that he'd always wanted to go out into Montana. He'd always wanted to raise horses. And he did it. He just took the risk and went out there, and he wanted to write, and he started writing. And before long, he was doing 100% better than he'd ever done before. The person you are looking at right now, is a classic example of that. I was a college professor. I was working as a therapist in New York. I was doing a lot of workshops and things like that. But the idea of going into work and working for somebody else every day of my life just didn't give me the sense of purpose that I felt I wanted. And I was able to take a tenured position at a major university as a professor and say, I don't want that. I'm going to go out and I'm going to write and I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to go on television. I'm going to make this thing happen. And those of you who knew me long before, you know, I became famous and so on, know that that was something I announced to everyone, to all of my classes and so on. I'm going to go out there and make it happen. And every publisher and everybody in the field who told me what the world needs least of all right now is another self-help book, and we certainly don't need another psychologist telling us how to live, and all of those things, couldn't have cared less. And when they told me I couldn't get on the network television because I was an unknown, I said, fine, then I'll go on a little 5-watt station in WBAB in Babylon, New York. And that's where I did my very first interview and went to little cities. They wouldn't let me here in Detroit do interviews, so I went to Toledo and I went to Columbus and I went to places where I could just get on a radio station and talk all night. And when they said, you're not going to have books in those cities, I said, that's no problem, I'll take them with me. When they said, we're not going to do a second printing, I said, send me the whole first printing, 1,500 books. Ask my wife. They were all delivered right to our garage one day, 1,500 books. And I said, well, we're not going to do a second printing. I said, well, you don't have any first printing. It's all sold out. I bought them. Which is exactly what I did. True story. It was a matter of never once in my life wavering from the idea. And I borrowed money to buy those books. I didn't have a whole lot of money. I would do anything to go out there and make it happen. When we went into a place Columbus, Ohio. Telling this is really interesting. This is on television forever. I would go on a radio show and give a talk and talk for 2 hours. And people would say, where can we get your book? I had a list. My wife had already gotten a list of where all the bookstores were in that city. And I announced. I said, you can get them at the bookmark bookstore over here and this bookstore over there. And pretty soon they were getting phone calls for the books. And they didn't have the books, of course. They weren't there. It wasn't even a known book at that time. Then I would arrive there with my little truck and my books. And they said, my God, we've had 14 requests for that book already. Where is it? I said, well, you want me to leave you a couple of cases of them? And then if you don't sell them, you can send them. Why, sure, they had them all sold out. I became my own distributor. In other words, did that all across the country. And when September came along, after doing a couple of thousand of interviews, all-night interviews, driving between cities, going out there and spending money that I didn't even have, finally, The Tonight Show, after hundreds and hundreds of efforts, called me, said, we'd like to have you come on. And you know what everybody said? Boy, were you lucky. You hit it just at the right time, you know? Things just worked out for you. And they don't understand that anyone that you ever know, Adolph Rupp said this, the old basketball coach at the University of Kentucky, that anyone you ever meet who's at the top didn't just land there. They worked and worked and struggled to get there. And don't take, by the way, that very same concept of what it means to struggle and deny it to your own children. So many parents I know who can remember earning their own nickels and dimes and quarters, shoveling snow, you remember fighting over who was going to get the snow shovel, and going out and hustling jobs trying to cut grass and so on. A lot of us can remember earning our own nickels, dimes, and quarters, and have children who expect to drive sports cars, or want $200 fry boots, or expect to have baton twirling lessons and mama pick them up and take them everywhere. And the old notion of you give a man a fish and he eats for a day, you teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. There's a whole lot of truth for me in it. Don't deny your children the very thing that made you the successful person that you are. Let them have some struggles. Let them be allowed to go out and work.